Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Can we have some romantic music here? Just a touch here.
Okay, that is not romantic. That is cheese galore.
I asked for romantic music. This is what our engineer elves give us here. Okay. Very good. Anyway, some folks at the Huffington Post, because who doesn't know romance like the people Huffington Post, have come out with a list of a number of ways to de-stress for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
These are just some possible. Now, there are some good ones on here. Book a couple's massage. Eat at home. Get close. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Okay. But then there are some things on here that they came up with. I'm sorry, this does not sound like a de-stressing activity. Take a tango class.
Now it's stress me out.
That's one of them. All right, just because they can do it on Dancing with the Stars, it doesn't mean that that's something you should attempt at home with your significant other. Go rock climbing. That's another.
Yes, because a good way to de-stress is to fear life.
Go rock climbing. That's another
one.
Are
these ropes safe?
Volunteer. That's another one. Okay. You say giving back to others can be good for you. Shows decreased levels of depression when you do that. So, of the three, I suppose that's the best, but I'm sorry. Tango class and rock climbing, I gotta check them off the list.
Yeah, pretty sure they're not gonna make my list either.
Romantic de-stressing. Thank you for the romantic music, Engineer Elves.
You guys are fired.
812 at 94.3 Cat Country. Yeah.